Welcome to Lawcast, the free podcast brought to you by Birkett Long. Today I'm joined by Tracy Dickens, Head of Commercial and Corporate Finance Team at Birkett Long. Today we're going to be talking about buying and selling care homes. Tracy, if you're thinking of selling your care home or domiciliary care business, how can you prepare for this?
Well, we've had significant experience of buying and selling care homes for our clients, and we've seen deals fail because the seller's not been prepared. Any prospective buyer of a business, whether being sold as an asset sale or a share sale, will want to find out lots of detail about the business to satisfy themselves that the price they're paying matches what they're expecting to receive without that value being affected by risks and liabilities. So the buyer's going to raise inquiries and a seller has to provide information and copy documentation to satisfy the buyer. How a seller deals with the disclosure says a lot about a business. If they're slow or their information is out of date or incomplete, it may make the buyer nervous about hidden risks. And if they're nervous, they'll seek to reduce the price or pull out of the transaction. So a seller can prepare by ensuring all their documentation and administration is up to date and that their business is in ship shape.
So what does that actually involve?
It would include ensuring all staff have been issued with employment contracts, that all records relating to employee regulatory matters are up to date and properly recorded. For example, opt-outs for working time directives have been dealt with, CRB checks are up to date, training requirements are up to date. If a seller employs foreign workers, it would be ensuring that the seller has a sponsorship licence if that's required and that the seller holds copies of the workers' documentation establishing their right to work in the UK. It would also involve ensuring all contracts with local authorities or service users are current and up to date. A buyer will want to see signed and dated copies or documentary evidence confirming renewal, which complies with the terms of the contract. If there are recommendations or requirements from a CQC inspection, a buyer will want to see that the necessary action has been taken. So there's numerous things that can be done to make the transaction smooth and to ensure your buyer has confidence in buying the business and, importantly, at the price agreed.
And how can Birkett Long help with this?
Well, we have vast experience of the health sector, which means we know what buyers and sellers require to get a transaction over the finishing line. We're here to facilitate the transaction for one party or the other, ensuring if you're selling that you are in the best shape to sell. But we need to be involved early and preferably before a buyer is found, and we are happy to provide guidance to help sellers achieve that. Or if we're acting for a buyer to ensure the business they're buying meets their expectations and that risks or liabilities are identified.
And how can people get in contact with you?
I'm contactable on my email tracy.dickens@birkettlong.co.uk.
Thank you very much for your time, Tracy.